This is Tim Donnelly, and we are post-game following the Kings-Warriors 5-0 victory tonight over the West Virginia Chaos in the season finale for the Kings-Warriors here in this Saturday, July the 18th. And I'm with one of the Kings-Warriors players who had a big hand in the victory tonight, Cleef Desir. Cleef is from Haiti. He had 2 goals this evening. And Cleef, my first question, where have you been all season?
just been working on my weight. My fitness wasn't so good, and I've been talking to the coaching staff, and they've been helping me a lot, trying to get to my fitness target, and I finally got there about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I started playing some minutes, and it finally paid off tonight.
Cleef, I know you had to be excited. You played a few minutes last week, and then you got in tonight at the half, got a full 45 minutes, and you had 2 big goals. Describe to our Kings Warriors fans and listeners both goals and how you scored them.
The first one, I've been reading the game since the ball crossed the half line. And Clavis just ran to the flank, and I was following him, running in behind into the back post. And he crossed it in, well-read ball from me, and I just tap it in, just easy goal. The second one, pass from behind, and I turned, and I saw the goalie was on the other side, and I had one side open. I just chose one side and just happily just put it there, just calmly.
Cleef, I love the way your teammates mobbed you. They were, I think, more excited than you were that you scored those goals tonight.
Yeah, I mean, they've been pushing me all along since the summer started. And it's been a great, very positive from them. They've been pushing me all along. And, you know, I just finally made them happy because they wanted me. They know what type of player I am. And they've been waiting from that all along. And I finally paid off. And they're happy for me, and I'm happy too. Mm-hmm.
Well, I know John Milleracy has, you know, told us that, you know, you have a lot of talent, and it was so good to be able to see you show that tonight. We're visiting with Cleef Desir of the Kings Warriors following the Southern West Virginia Kings Warriors 5-0 win tonight over the West Virginia Chaos. Cleef, talk about in the pregame, in the talks with the coaches and your players, how much did you talk about beating the Chaos tonight to try to get that Cole Cup Clash trophy?
Last year they won it. Unfortunately, I wasn't there last year. But this year, motivation was to get it back and make Dr. Bloom happy to get the Cole Cup back. And in the pregame, the coaching staff told us, you know, just go out there and have fun. You know, as they told us, we were family from day one, and we just want to keep that legacy going and get the Cole Cup back and just go out there and have fun. And that's finally what we did.
Cleef, talk about how you heard about the Kings Warriors and how you were able to, come here for this.
After my season at Eastern Florida State College, JUCO down in Florida, and I got recruited by Palm Beach Atlantic University, so I'll be making my way there in the fall.
Okay.
So after I signed with them, the coach told me that there's a group of guys from PBA that are coming here, and it'll be awesome for me to come in and play with them. And I said okay. Obviously, it was a season well spent. Very good summer with the guys, and got to play with them, and I'm very happy I came here.
Cleef, talk about this 2.5-month stint here in West Virginia. I'm not sure there were some ups and downs, but did you enjoy it? What was the most fun part, and what was the most difficult part for you?
Let me start with the most difficult part first. The most difficult part was, get to be with the guys and in the environment, the culture. And most importantly, just working the camps, you know, see how those little enjoy being around us. I mean, as a kid, I didn't have that. So being able to give back to them and give that opportunity to them, that pleased me.
Mm-hmm. And then how about the most fun part? Probably the 2 goals tonight, I would imagine.
Oh, definitely. Finally paid off. Now I'm where I want to be, and hopefully I get back to Palm Beach and keep that going.
Cleef, you're from Haiti. Do you still have some relatives there? And I'm sure they're going to be very happy when they hear the news about the Kings Warriors and how well you did tonight.
My mom is still in Haiti, and my dad is in Guadeloupe. So hopefully tonight I'll be able to tell them. They will be so happy. They are always happy when I score for them, especially the first one I scored it for my dad and second one for my mom.
That's wonderful.
So they will definitely be happy hearing me making such progress.
Final question for Cleef Desir, who had two goals tonight in the Kings Warriors 5-0 win over the West Virginia Chaos. Cleef, what would you say the chances are of you coming back to the Kings Warriors next season?
I mean, as of now, I would definitely be happy to come back if the Cushing staff want me back. I would definitely, in a heartbeat, come back. There's no doubt.
Well, that's great, and a lot of fans will be happy to hear that. Well, Cleef, again, I'm so glad you enjoyed your experience. I'm so glad you came from West Virginia. I know for a lot of the guys it's an up-and-down experience. A lot goes on, but I couldn't think of a better way for it to end for you tonight than to get two goals and help the Kings Warriors win that Cole Cup Clash trophy. We are going to be following your activity down at Palm Beach Atlantic in this fall when you're playing. We're going to put some stuff on the Kings Warriors website to let our fans know how you're doing there. Hope you'll stay in contact with us. Thanks for coming to Southern West Virginia this summer to be with us, and we wish you nothing but the best personally and professionally in the future.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right, that is Cleef Desir, who had two big goals tonight, Kings Warriors forward in Southern West Virginia's 5-0 win over the West Virginia Chaos here at the East River Soccer Complex in Bluefield on this Saturday, July the 18th. I'm Tim Donnelly.